Take your Bible and turn with me to the Gospel of John. The Gospel of John, chapter 6, as we begin reading with the 41st verse. We will continue our study in the Gospel of John as our communion meditation for today. And we'll begin reading with John 6, 41. Listen carefully to God's word. The Jews then murmured against him because he said, "I am the bread which came down from heaven." And they said, "Is not this Jesus, the son of Joseph, whose father and mother we know? How is it then that he says, 'I have come down from heaven'?" Jesus therefore answered and said to them, "Do not murmur among yourselves. No one can come to me unless the Father who sent me draws him, and I will raise him up at the last day. It is written in the prophets, 'And they shall all be taught by God.' Therefore, everyone who has heard and learned from the Father comes to me. Not that anyone has seen the Father except he who is from God. He has seen the Father. Most assuredly, I say to you, he who believes in me has everlasting life. I am the bread of life. Your fathers ate the manna in the wilderness and are dead. And this is the bread which comes down from heaven, that one may eat of it and not die. I am the living bread which came down from heaven. If anyone eats of this bread, he will live forever. And the bread that I shall give is my flesh, which I shall give for the life of the world." And the Jews, therefore, quarreled among themselves, saying, "How can this man give us his flesh to eat?" Then Jesus said to them, "Most assuredly, I say to you, unless you eat the flesh of the Son of Man and drink his blood, you have no life in you. Whoever eats my flesh and drinks my blood has eternal life, and I will raise him up at the last day. For my flesh is food indeed, and my blood is drink indeed. He who eats my flesh and drinks my blood abides in me, and I in him. As the living Father sent me, and I live because of the Father, so he who feeds on me will live because of me. This is the bread which came down from heaven. Not as your fathers ate the manna and are dead. He who eats this bread will live forever." These things he said in the synagogue as he taught in Capernaum. The grass withers and the flower fades, but the word of our Lord endures forever. Amen. We also want to welcome Beth Nicholson. Beth is one of the missionaries we support. She is planning to go to Vietnam, and she will be bringing a report to us tonight for about 10 minutes in the evening worship service. I would like to ask for it may be 10 people who will volunteer to fast next Saturday for a peaceful resolution to the crisis in the Middle East. If you would be willing to do that for one meal or for two meals, then would you let me know so that we can have a corporate fast for a peaceful resolution of the crisis in the Middle East. Let's prepare our hearts as we pray. Father, we do pray that you would now minister your truth to us, that you would reveal the very presence and the reality of Jesus Christ through his word, for we ask it in his name and for his sake. Amen. Whoever eats my flesh and drinks my blood has eternal life. For my flesh is food indeed, and my blood is drink indeed. As I said earlier, we are, for our communion meditation, thinking and continuing our study in the Gospel of John. You will recall that in chapter 6, we have already considered the miracle of the feeding of the 5,000, where Jesus took but a few loaves, 5 barley loaves, and 2 small fish, and he multiplied them, and he fed a multitude of people with just those. Subsequent to that, Jesus left the far side of the Sea of Galilee and he crossed the sea to the other side. But when he did, he was met there by the same crowd. And then Jesus told the crowd this in verse 26 of chapter 6. Jesus answered them and said, "Most assuredly, I say to you, you seek me not because you saw the signs, but because you ate of the loaves and were filled." So that their purpose was self-serving, if not sheer physical and material need. And then Jesus went on to make this remarkable statement in verse 35. He said, "I am the bread of life." And then he comes back to it in our text for today in verse 48, where he says, "I am the bread of life." He says that just after he has made the statement in that extraordinary verse, one of the best verses on assurance of salvation that is in the Word of God, John 6:47. "Most assuredly, I say to you," Jesus said, "he who believes in me has everlasting life." He who believes in me has everlasting life. That is the very testimony. That is the whole point of the Gospel of John. It is to convince people, it is to show people the way of life, and that to have Jesus Christ is to have life. The Gospel of John is one of the greatest, one of the best evangelistic tools that we can use with anybody who is searching. And coupled with the first epistle of John, which focuses on assurance of salvation, John and 1 John work together in a perfect way to be evangelism and assurance. Well, it was after that Jesus said, "I am the bread of life." And what I want you to notice from this passage for our communion meditation is one main thought that is carried through from verse 48 all the way through verse 58. And that main focus is in the one word, life. For Jesus uses the word life or live or living no less than 10 times in just these 10 verses. What kind of life? Well, look at verse 51. He said, "I am the living bread which came from heaven. If anyone eats this bread, he will live forever." Look at verse 54. "Whoever eats my flesh and drinks my blood has eternal life." Verse 58. "This is the bread. He who eats this bread will live forever." So that the kind of life that Jesus is talking about in John 6:48-58 is eternal life. But there's one other aspect to eternal life, and that is it is the real life, the true life. For he says, look back in verse 32, "Most assuredly I say to you, Moses did not give you the bread from heaven, but my Father gives you the true bread." The true bread from heaven. Then Jesus in this passage contrasts two things. He says, when the children of Israel ate the manna in the wilderness, they died. But whoever eats of the bread that I am going to give them, whoever eats this bread, my body, and drinks my blood, he will live forever. The Jews didn't understand it, but Jesus was drawing a comparison, and this is the importance of this passage for us today. Jesus was making an analogy between himself and the symbolism of offering himself in the sacrament of the Lord's Supper. You remember what he told the woman of Samaria in chapter 4? He said, if you come here, you're going to need water to drink. You'll thirst again. But whoever drinks of the water that I shall give him, it shall be in him a well of water springing up into everlasting life. And so Jesus said to these who were listening, you may go home and you may fix your meal and eat and satisfy your appetite, but then you will have to eat again and again and again and again. But if you will eat but once of the bread of heaven, your appetite will be satisfied. Because my life is the true life. He was referring to the sacrament. Verse 56 shows the relationship that we are to have with Jesus, and this sacrament shows that relationship. The verse in verse 56 says this, he who eats my flesh and drinks my blood abides in me. So Jesus said, when you come to this sacrament, you are eating the body and drinking the blood. No, not literally. But our catechism children, our communicants children who are in communicants class right now can tell us, I hope, what communion actually means. What the word communion actually means. It means, thank you, Tiffany. It means one with. Con means with, union means one, and when we come to partake of this table, we are showing that we are one with Christ. For we have received His life, His eternal life. And now we're demonstrating that we're one with Him. God help us as we partake of this bread and this wine today to be aware that it is Christ of whom we partake. Not literally, not physically, but we partake of Him by faith so that when we drink and when we eat, this bread and this wine become to us the blood and the bread. The blood and the body of the Lord Jesus Christ. What about you? Are you one with Him? Then you come to this table. Have you accepted Jesus as your Savior? Is He your Lord? Do you live with Him and for Him? Then you come to this table. And for those of you who are not yet who have not yet made a profession of your faith in Christ, those young people who have not joined the church yet, for those who are ill prepared, then wait. For God in His Word says that he who eats and drinks unworthily eats and drinks judgment to himself. But listen, we're all sinners, right? And so you are invited to come. Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, for my yoke is easy and my burden is light. Do you come to this table not because you're good, not because you deserve it, but because you're a sinner? And you seek new commitment and fresh walking and following after Him. You want to be one with Christ. And you want to be one with your fellow believers. Let us pray.